Well, let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the Old Testament passage of 1 Chronicles once again as we continue in our series on experiencing God's extraordinary blessing or receiving God's extraordinary blessing. You know, whenever you look at the book of Chronicles and you look at this one prayer, there's a question you really need to ask yourself. So I want to ask this up front while you're turning to this particular passage. Do you really believe that the God of the universe yearns and wants to bless you beyond your wildest dream and imagination? Do you really believe that this God who created you, brought you into this world, yearns for you more than you could dare imagine or think possible? Bruce Wilkinson, in his prayer, in his book, The Prayer of Jabez, makes this statement. He said, outside of the prayer of salvation, the prayer of Jabez has done more in my life to open doors and to unlock the blessings of God than any other prayer that I've ever prayed. That's his prayer. That's his statement. But when you look in this one passage of Scripture, you find one simple man. The Bible says very little about him. He walks onto the scenes of time, and the Bible says that he prays a very simple prayer. And at the end of that prayer, God answers what he prays, and he is gone from the pages of Scripture. You'll never find him anywhere else located. In 1 Chronicles 2, there's a city that is probably named after him, but you'll never find Jabez listed in the Old or New Testament. This is the only place that he is found. But he makes a very simple prayer request of the Lord God. You remember it. He prays, and when you look at this passage of Scripture, in verse 9 and 10, listen to what it says. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And the Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. Can you imagine praying this one simple prayer, not just praying it once or twice, but praying it over and over and over and over and over again? And the Bible says that his countrymen looked at his life and they saw he was more honorable than anybody else. His countrymen looked at his life, and there was something distinctively different about the life of Jabez compared to the countless hundreds and thousands that lived in his day and time. Because here's the reality of the Word of God. God has not created you to settle. Sadly, so many believers are settling. Many people are wondering and saying, well, you know, why is it I don't have more in my life? Why is it that the Father isn't blessing me? Because could it be that you're not even thinking about voicing this prayer? But Jabez makes a deliberate request of God, and he says, oh God, that you would bless me. Now, he's not praying selfishly. Sometimes you look at that and say, well, he's selfish. No, God will never grant selfish requests. But here's what Jabez knew. In the land that he lived in the time that he lived, he knew that he was born for just more than the mediocrity of life. Now, some of you are just settling when it comes to life. You're barely getting by. You're barely getting by in every sense of the word. You're barely getting by spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially. And you just really don't believe that the God of heaven will do it for you. Let me ask you the question. What is the basis of your evidence? You see, the reality of Scripture is this. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. So what that means is you're made just the same as you and you and you and you and you. In other words, what little difference there is between men and women make all the difference in the world. But Jabez, as he prays this prayer, you remember we've gone through each part of this prayer, and he comes to one simple part of the prayer, and I want to use that as our text for this morning, because he prays in the middle of this prayer this phrase, O Lord, that thou wouldst keep me from evil. That thou wouldst keep me from evil. Now, before I get into the message, let me translate what he said the word evil literally means. When Jabez prayed the words, keep me from evil, get the idea of what he's praying. He said, Lord God, keep me from bad, keep me from evil, keep me from adversity, keep me from displeasure, keep me from distress, keep me from grief. And in the heart of Jabez, here was the reality. Being kept from evil was a big deal. Now, let me say this at the very outset of the message. If it's not a big deal in your life to be kept from evil, then the blessings cannot come to your life. So many people wonder and they say, well, why is it that the blessings aren't coming? I'm getting on my knees and I'm praying this prayer. But I can tell you this, when you pray this prayer, and I can tell you this because I've been praying this prayer and been praying this prayer, there are some things that will radically change in your living, your life, your thinking. You'll notice things that you never noticed before. You'll notice potential dangers in your life. And so I want you to get your outline out. I want you to follow along with me because the Father has so much in store for your life. Now listen, it doesn't matter if you're a teenager. God has not created you for just a little bit. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the history behind the Prayer of Jabez book. Bruce Wilkinson was sitting in college one day, and as he was sitting in college, he heard a preacher say, how many of you want more to life? And as he sat there, this preacher was preaching out of the text of Jabez. And Bruce Wilkinson, as a young man, he said, you know, I want more out of my life. I don't just want a life of mediocrity. I just don't want a life of getting by. And then he shared the prayer of Jabez. And for 30 plus years, he shares the story of what God has done because he prays this prayer and because he makes it a big deal in his life. And the same is true in your life and my life. Now, if you and I are going to experience the blessings of God, let's back up and let's just face this reality. You have to face the sober truth of evil. As a matter of fact, you look in the book of Genesis, the very first time you see Satan on the scenes, it's Genesis chapter 2. The last time you hear the word evil mentioned is in the last book of the Bible. You cannot get around the reality of evil. You and I live in a world of evil. And you see, whenever you look in the life of any individual, whenever you look in the life of Jabez, here was a man that was serious about being kept from evil. Listen to what the Bible says whenever it comes to evil. Listen to this passage of Scripture. If you forget the Lord your God and worship other gods instead and follow evil ways, you shall certainly perish. Just as the Lord has caused other nations in the past to perish, that will be your fate too if you don't obey the Lord your God. Now, what's so significant about the prayer of Jabez and about this verse? Here's the big deal. Most of the time, we cripple our own life because we cater to evil. We cater to things in our life, and then when things don't happen good and wonderful, we look to God and say, God, why haven't you done this in my life? Listen, if you're going to have a life of blessing, if you're going to have a life of perpetual blessing, then one thing must be a big reality in your life, and that's being kept from evil. Listen, whenever you look all throughout Scripture, it devastates any person that gets involved in it. You know, you go to the very first couple on the earth, and here's, you know, Satan attacked them and told them, said, you know, you won't die whenever you eat of this forbidden fruit. They listened to Satan, and here's what happened. One sin has affected the entire universe. One. Every time you see somebody in the hospital, every time you go to a funeral, every time you see anybody hurting, it's a result of two individuals, in the very beginning committing an act of sin. Why? Because it is a big deal in the sight of God. And a lot of times in our life, we assassinate the blessings of life because of the things that we do. Are you assassinating the potential blessings? And you see, here's what God reminds you and me. You know, one sin led the world out of complete harmony. One sin led them from the warmth of experience, the blessings of God. Now, here is Adam and Eve, and they know the blessings of God. They know the comfort of God. They know the warmth of God. They know the joys of God. But here's the thing. They just committed one sin. Someone said it best. What is sin? Man calls it an accident. God calls it an abomination. Man calls it blunder, God calls it blindness. Man calls it defect, God calls it disease. Man calls it chance, God says it's a choice. Man calls it error, God calls it enmity. Man calls fascination, God calls it fatality. Man calls it liberty, God calls it lawlessness. Man calls it trifle, God calls it a tragedy. And you see, here's the reality. Listen to the very words of Genesis 2:17. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, is God serious about his word? Absolutely. It didn't matter how long they had been in the garden. You and I have no idea how long they had been in the garden. We just don't know. The Bible never says. But we do know this. They just simply did one thing that every one of us are vulnerable to doing. Every one of us fall prey to. And it's just a simple reality. Ignoring the word of God. They just did one thing. Ignored the word of God. Adam and Eve forgot the Lord their God, and here's what happened. In that moment, they violated the word of God. They violated the truth of God. And for 6,000 years, now get the picture. For 6,000 years plus, our world has been affected because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Now here's what I want you to see. Jabez knew it was a big deal. Jabez knew it was a big deal because of what had happened in the world that he knew in his day and time. Now, if you're going to have a blessed life, if God is going to bless your life, you have to ask this serious question in your personal life. Now, you may not like the answer because you may not be honest with yourself. And first and foremost, here's the reality. There's a lot of people that will not be honest with themselves. Number one, is it a big deal for you to pray to God, God, keep me from evil? Or do you like to do some things in private? Do you like to do some things underhanded, under the table? And you don't really want to deal with this issue of evil in your life. Listen to what the Lord God says. If you don't obey the Lord your God, there will be a destruction. I look at people who name the name of Christ, who name the name of Jesus, who say they're saved. And here's the reality in their life. They just decided one day that they're going to ignore the word of God. There's a lot of so-called believers that are out there in the world, and they've ignored the reality, the significance of being in the house of God, and their life is about ready to blow up. It's not because God wants their life to blow up. It's not because God is saying, you know what, I want to bless some and I want to blow up some. That's not the nature of God at all. He wants your life to be a life of blessing. Listen, the Bible says, Jabez prayed, God, keep me from evil. Why? He knew what evil did. How many in your own family you've seen evil take a person? You've seen evil absolutely take a dad. You've seen evil take a mother. You've seen evil because they got involved in something that you knew they shouldn't got involved in. All of a sudden their life was wrecked, home was wrecked, and everything was wrecked. It was a big deal to Jabez to pray, God Almighty, keep me from evil. It was a big deal in his heart. Why? Because he didn't want to walk the life of a ruined life. And here's the reality, and I'm just going to say it to some of you. 10 years from now, some of your lives will absolutely be devastated. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Because it's the reality of life and living, and I've watched the past, and I've seen people who all of a sudden they started off well, and just somewhere along the way they began to ignore God's word. I can remember individuals who were faithful in faith in other churches, and all of a sudden they're no longer faithful anymore. They're no longer going to church anymore. Not just younger people, but I can think of older people as well. Some in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s. You see, in the life of Jabez, and you see, you think about evil. Now think about this. Here's the powerful point of evil. Next time you hear of a killing, next time you hear of a murder, next time you hear of one act of lawlessness, remember this. Now you may not know the underground reality of why it took place, but it's all because of one couple, first of all, violated the word of God. Let me ask you a question, and just think about this in your own mind. Do you think that you can experience the blessings of God and violate his word? Jabez knew better. It was a big deal to Jabez to walk in integrity. And you see, you think about it, one sin, one act of disobedience, and it came upon, devastation came upon all the descendants of Adam. And He didn't just know the story of Adam and Eve. He knew well the story of Noah and the ark. You see, they just simply ignored God's servants. Now, it's a big deal what's happening here today. Why? Because the word of God is being preached. Amen? Is the word of God being preached? Is God speaking to us through his word? Yes. Now think about this. In the Old Testament, when God spoke to Noah, when God spoke through Noah, it was a big deal what happened. You know what? Because everybody that ignored Noah, it meant death. Do you want to end up dead? Possibly even physically. And you see, evil takes all sorts of forms. I've known people say, well, you know what? One drink won't hurt me. Two drinks won't hurt me. Three drinks won't hurt me. And all of a sudden, they end up getting killed or killing somebody else. You know story after story. Listen to the words of Jabez. Lord, keep me from evil. And he knew that he couldn't do it. Now think about this. Evil is so prevalent and powerful in the person of Satan. You're no match for Satan. You're absolutely no match for the devil. You know, the Bible says that the devil roams the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And you see, in the life of Jabez, he knew that. And, here's the reality. Not only do we need to face the fact, the sobering truth of evil, but we need to face the reality of it. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, it's in your outline, but I want you to turn your Bibles. Satan is going to do all that he can in your life to destroy you. He's going to use sex. He's going to use every temptation to come by your life to get you to walk in evil ways. He's going to use every type of avenue in his life so that he can get you to live a life bankrupt of the blessings of God. And there are many that are experiencing that this morning. They wonder, God, where are you at? What's going on in my life? But they have not been honest with themselves. Now, let me ask every one of you, don't you answer this out loud. Are you temptable? Now, here's the truth. Every one of us are temptable. Amen? Every one of us are temptable. You say, well, I'm not temptable. You've just deceived yourself too, and you're in dangerous territory. When you act as though you can't be deceived and you can't be tricked, Satan has just lied to you and you believe the lie. And you see, here's the picture. You know, Jabez knew that there was a real devil. He knew that the devil's business was to devour. And when you look in 1 Peter chapter 5, listen to what the Bible says. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, in the sight of Satan, here's what you are. You are something to be devoured. Now, I want you to look at me. I want every one of you to look at me. Here's what you are in the sight of Satan. You watch, because it's going to take just a short period of time, but that's exactly the way Satan does it. In the sight of Satan, here's what you are. Watch. That's all you are to Satan. That is all you are in the sight of Satan. Devourable. I'll devour you. I'll devour your home. I'll devour your children. I'll devour your grandchildren. That is why Jabez made it a big deal to pray to Holy God, keep me from evil. Because he knew there was a real devil. He knew there was a real Satan. He knew there was someone that would do his best to devour him. And I can tell you this, I know there's a real Satan as well. This has been the most difficult week of my life. This has been one of the hardest weeks I've had in a long time. And I started putting two and two together because he knows I'm preaching this message. Why? Because he wants to devour your life. He wants to find somebody in this fellowship to devour your soul, to devour your life. You say, well, he can't get my soul. No, he can't get your soul. But here's what he can get. He can get your integrity. He can get your character. You see, it just takes him honest flirtations with temptation, ignoring the Word of God. If I ask every one of you, how many of you read the Word of God at least once this week, to raise your hand? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. How many of us would raise our hand? You say, Pastor, don't do that. I'm not going to do it. But you need to allow that to let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Read it twice this week, three times. And you see, here's what Peter says. Get the picture. You are devourable. It is an unwise husband. It is an unwise wife. It's an unwise young man or young woman to think, you know what, I'm no big, say, listen, I live my life my way. The Bible says that there are throngs in hell that didn't think they were devourable, Proverbs says. They just surrendered for a moment. And the reality of it is sometimes it's just the passionate sensuality. Listen, if there's one thing that's devouring man after man, women after women in this world, it's sex. And Scripture makes it very clear. Listen, you need to face the personal reality of evil. Why in the world would Jabez pray this prayer if he knew that it wasn't a big deal? Why? Because we live in a world of evil. Now listen to me very carefully. Listen. Evil is not your fault. You didn't bring it into the world. But you are a sinner by nature. You're a sinner by choice. And there is a real devil. The Bible says he's the prince and the power of the air. And he's going to do everything to waylay you. And you see, Satan destroys you and me by luring into temptation. It may appear something looks completely innocent. And look at the anatomy of temptation in the book of Genesis. Satan didn't come to them maliciously, overtly. He just said, has God really said that? Has God really said it's that bad? God knows in the day you eat that, you'll be like gods. You won't really die. Some of you this morning, now listen, you don't really believe that if you violate this word, it will bring about a death in your life. And that's why you'll find death somewhere along life. You see, if it's a big deal, and as I prayed this prayer, the prayer of Jabez, let me just share with you some personal testimony. As I prayed this prayer and I've prayed, Father, keep me from evil. It's just as though God has increased my attention to the things around this world, that lure, the lurements. Listen, you're going to be lured. You are lured. But when Jabez prayed this prayer, Father, keep me from evil, there is not the blessings of God can accompany a happy a life that participates in evil. You say, well, what's such a big deal? Well, let me ask you a question. If I told you that there might be a snake in this room in one place or the other, what would you do? What would I told you if I walked around here and I got in this, and it's not a very big one, mind you. You're looking, aren't you? No, I didn't bring a snake. But here's what every one of you did. You positioned your leg to think, if I need to get out of here, I'm going to get out of here. If I need to run, I need to run. You should have seen my wife yesterday. We had a timber rattler. It wasn't a timber rattler. It was a little scorpion. But to my wife, it was a timber rattler. And I was looking, and she hadn't gone out the back door, and she was just looking. I thought, what in the world's going on? She said, I'm afraid that little scorpion's out there. Now listen, I guarantee you if there's a snake in this room, every one of us would hit the exit. You can find yours yourself. I'd be out of here. And here's what I'm telling you. There's a world out there that's trying to devour you. There's a world that's trying to lure you. There's women that are trying to get men. There's men that are trying to get women. There's all sorts of enticements. And that's why Jabez prayed, oh God, I need you. I can't stand evil by myself. I can't withstand the schemes of the devil. I don't understand them all. I'm nothing when it comes to Satan. He can tear you and me up like a little rag doll. But by the power of Christ, we can withstand. That's why he prayed it. Listen. And when you pray, Father, keep me from evil, you're praying one of the wisest prayers. Why? Because he's going to alarm you to every situation in life. He's going to alarm you, and he's going to guide you, and he's going to protect you. That's what Jabez prayed. Because, listen, and so you and I need to ask this question when it comes to when it comes to avoiding evil. Adam and Eve just did one thing. They ignored the Word of God. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, do you take evil seriously? When you turn the TV on, does it matter what you watch? If it's rated R or whatever, does it matter to you what you put in your heart and in your mind and in your thinking? Does it matter to you what you ingest? Have you ever ingested some bad food in your life? I know some people have ingested some bad food. A friend of mine ingested some bad food one time and got the Hong Kong flu from it and about killed him. You ingest bad food and it destroys your life. You ingest bad stuff. And that's why some of you are not at the position of being blessable, because you're still compromising. Yes, you're saved by the grace of God, but after all, you know, Pastor, there are just some things in life. You tell the Father that when you find out that there's no blessings that come your way. There are some people that they just, the blessings don't come. And you see, just think about this for a minute. I want you to take a test with me. I want you to take a test. Now, you don't have to get a pencil and piece of paper out, but I want you to take a test. Question number one, I want you to answer this in the privacy of your own heart and your mind. Yes or no? Do I take God's word seriously? You answer that yes or no in your mind. Do I take God's word seriously? Second question, be honest. Do I read God's word deliberately? Now, I don't mean when you get a chance. What if I told you every time you open the Word of God, there's going to be a $100 bill in there? Change your motivation level, wouldn't it? Listen, when you read the Word of God, there's blessings awaiting your life. Do you nourish your soul in the Word of God? The Bible makes it very clear. Jabez prayed, Lord, keep me from evil. And you know, would you say your life is a life of blessing or a life being destroyed? You know, you say, well, what's the big deal? Well, when Leonardo da Vinci was painting his masterpiece, The Last Supper, he sought a model that would depict absolute love and kindness and just a beautiful, radiant man to paint for the replication of Christ. And he went among one of the churches and he found a very, very fair-complected, very handsome young man, just a good young man. And he asked him his name. He said, my name is Pietro Bandinelli. And he painted him and painted the rest of the disciples, and he put some time aside, and because he couldn't find one to depict Judas Iscariot. And he went among the slums years later in Rome. And as he walked the streets, he saw this most horrible-looking man, this ugly man who had been tattered by sin. And he said, you're it. Would you sit and allow me to paint you in the Lord's Supper as Judas? The man agreed. Now listen carefully. After he got finished painting Judas Iscariot, the other disciples, and of course at first painted Christ, he said, by the way, what's your name, sir? He said, I am Pietro Bandinelli, the same one that posed for you as Christ. Whenever you look at the Lord's Supper and you see the picture, you remember this, the one that sat for Jesus painting because of sin and evil and devastation also sat as Judas Iscariot. That's why it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Listen, it's a big deal what you do with your life. But then number three, make the simple prayer. Now, here's the simple prayer, and I can tell you it works. when you pray this simple prayer, and I want to challenge every one of you. I'd like to ask how many of you have prayed it and kept on praying it, but I'm not going to embarrass if by chance some of you have not. But if you've not started praying it, pray it. Start praying it today. Get on your knees and say, Lord God, I pray that you bless me and bless me indeed. You say, well, what if I'm not right with God? He'll take care of that. He'll show you what needs to be done. And listen to what happens in this prayer. Listen, Jabez knew that he was powerless. He said, Lord, keep me from evil. Literally, Jabez is saying, God, I cannot handle evil. And the Bible says God kept him from evil. Listen, you look at his life. And in the life of Jabez, here's the reality. He prayed one prayer. One prayer is recorded in the Bible, all this man ever did. And the Bible says he's remembered years later because of that one prayer. And the Bible says God Almighty answered his request. God kept him from evil. And Jabez had a blessed life. He was blessed. What type of blessings did he have? I can guarantee you it was every way. You say, did he have financial blessings? I guarantee you he did. He had financial blessings because he wasn't stingy. He wasn't selfish. He honored the Father with his financial blessings. He was blessed in his family. He was blessed in the field. He was blessed in his job. And it's said that he was possibly a doctor, and God blessed him. Don't know, but some theologians say that he was a doctor and that God blessed his business. Don't really know what he was, but here's the reality. God answered his prayer because he meant business with God. Now, here's the reality. If you pray this prayer and you don't want to pray it very long, that means you don't really mean that much business with the Father. But you see, when you pray this prayer, all the power of God will be upon you to bless you. You say, Pastor, can I expect blessings financially? Yes. Because the blessings are not just in some other way. Well, can I keep all the money that God blesses me with? You answer that question yourself. The Bible says the Lord loves a cheerful, don't say a cheerful hoarder, does it? Oh, I've got it and it's in my pocket and I can put it in my bank account and not give to anybody else. Well, sorry, that won't work. But you see, Jabez, one man, one simple man, he realized, God, I'm born for more than this. And let me tell you this. Your praying will move your life greater than anything else in your life. If you're serious with God in prayer, God will move heaven and earth for you. You say, will he do that for me? Yes, he will. Because think about it for just a moment. If you're saved by the grace of God, he's your Father. Amen? How many of you, if your child was in need, would do whatever it needed to be to help your child? You'd do it. If my daughter called me on the phone and said, Dad, need to ask you, can I have this or have, I'm sort of in a strait. I wouldn't say, well, honey, read 10 verses and call me tomorrow. Because any loving dad moves for their children. Now think about this. You don't love yourself near like the Father loves you. You can never love yourself like the Father loves you. It will take you eternity to understand how much the Father loves you. You say, well, that's just emotionalism. No, it's not. It's the truth of the Word of God. And you see, here's the reality. The Bible makes it very clear. When you submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, evil will flee from you. Is it a big deal to ignore the Word of God? It's a tremendous deal. Young couple in one of the southern states, one night they ignored their surroundings. Young couple had a little baby, brought the baby home, and one hot, muggy summer night, as the baby was sleeping, they thought, the baby's going to need some fresh air, and we need to give her some fresh air. So they just cracked the window ever so slightly. Not very much. They just ignored one night. They went on to bed, slept, and mother the next morning realized, you know, baby never woke me up. They went into the room. This is a true story. They went into the room, and what they saw horrified their lives. They left the window cracked ever so slightly, But a water moccasin or whatever had climbed up, climbed in the window, climbed at that little crib. And when that baby moved a little bit and was coiled at the baby's bed foot, they came in and they saw their little baby swollen and dead. Because they just did this. They just, for one night, ignored their surroundings. Just for one night, left the window open, and evil came in the form of a snake and took the life of their precious baby. They wouldn't have done it for love nor money. And that's where maybe some of you are. You're not doing it because you think it's overtly terrible, but you realize you're maybe right now committing an act that's robbing you of the blessings of God. Those parents never see that baby again this side of eternity. Are you ignoring the Word of God? You ignoring the truth of God? You can't get the blessings of God because your life is so sidetracked. He wants to bring them, but do you want to be kept from evil? Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for speaking to our heart through your truth this morning. And Father, there's real evil in this world, the prince and the power of the wicked one. And Father, all of us in his sight are devourable. We're just a luscious bite to Satan. But Father, you remind us that when we yearn to be kept from evil, Lord, our lives can experience, will experience, and have the best of the blessings of the Father. Oh, Father, I pray this morning for that person or persons who maybe realizes for the first time they're not serious about keeping evil at bay. They're compromising their integrity. They're participating in something that's ungodly. And that's why the blessings are so far away. Father, I pray for that man, that woman, that couple that needs to come. That person who needs to come to faith in Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that your will would be done in this invitation. Father, I pray that you'd convict that lost person. Devil gives them a synthetic feeling that everything's all right when the truth is they will, if they died today, they would spend eternity in hell. Father, I pray that you'd speak to their spirit. Remind them how serious it is to reject the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for your truth. Have your will and your way in this invitation. In Jesus I pray.